saving money on your next project with help from Menards. Be prepared for flooding and keep your basement dry with Barracuda Pumps. Barracuda makes high-quality pumps that offer dependable performance for when you need it most. Save big money on all Barracuda Pumps now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what do you do when your great-grandfather, who passed away decades before you were even born, starts showing up in your dreams angry about selling the family farm?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, and we love to hear your real ghost story. So if you have one, share it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you like to write, just write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you, but you get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol, and Todd is here with me today. This is fun to get to do some episodes with you because we've never done that.
I hope that Tony allows us to do it every once in a while because it is a lot of fun. It's a different take on doing this, and I'm really enjoying it. So thank you for asking me.
Yeah, it was funny because we talked about it in a previous episode that Tony's going out of town, so I'm like, well, could I do them with Todd? Is there a rule? Like, and the funny thing is I've never thought about it before. All of a sudden, it was like, why am I not doing this with Todd? We can talk ghosts.
I love that you asked him permission, you know, because he is the boss.
He is my boss, actually. It is a weird fine line we walk because Tony is my boss, but he's actually one of my best friends. And so there's some times where I'm like, he is my boss. I got to ask for permission. It's kind of weird. But anyways, I think what's really weird, though, is having a dream with your great-grandfather who you've never met show up in your dream.
And he's ticked off that you're selling the family farm.
I think that is an interesting scenario.
That gives it some credence in my mind.
Because I've had dreams, and I'm going to guess you have two visitation dreams from people who I know who've passed. But I don't think I've ever had one from someone else that I didn't know or passed way before I was born. But I've had a friend. She had a friend who passed away. And this woman who didn't even know the friend reaches out and is like, this is going to sound really weird, but your friend reached out to me.
That's weird. I will tell you that I've had visitation from someone who is in the process of dying, like days away from dying. I did get visited by, at least in my dream, I believe that it was actually their spirit that came to me.
I have heard of that. I have heard of that before. And it's when you think about it, especially when they're kind of actively dying, they're really in both worlds.
The strangest thing for me was it was my mom. But it came to me in a man's voice. Isn't that weird?
I wonder why.
I don't know. Mom, do you have something you want to tell me? Something you want to say to me?
Say, Mom, are you really? No, that's interesting.
She said, you are my only son, which is true, but it was in a man's voice.
And was it your mom who you were seeing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you believe in reincarnation, maybe at one point your mom was your dad or your mom was your brother or your mom was
something, right? Yeah. But I knew it was her and the message made sense. The voice just didn't match what I was used to.
And my sister and I have talked about this in episodes. I've had it happen a couple times where a man's voice actually saved me from being hurt in a car accident one time.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And it was a man's voice that yelled at me. And Kathy's had a man's voice, kind of same sort of scenario where something's happened and it's like they kind of saved you from something. But it was men's voices. And I had a psychic a while back because I interview psychics for the Grave Talks. And we were talking about something and somehow that story came up about the voice. because she kind of brought it up first about how I have heard a voice that saved me in a car accident situation, which I thought was really strange. How would she have known that? Maybe she listens to Real Ghost Stories, but she said, I go, well, was it my dad? And she said, no, it was not your dad. It was your spirit guide.
I was just going to say, it was like your guardian angel or spirit guide mm-hmm. is the first thing that came to mind when you were telling that story.
So maybe yours was more of a spirit guide. It maybe your mom is kind of your spirit guide.
Could be. Okay, I'll go with that. I'd be okay with that, too, if she was. As long as she doesn't beat my ass like she did when I was a kid, I'm fine with that.
Maybe she's found that she's a much gentler soul in the afterlife.
Oh, God. Thank God for that.
Because I'm telling you, if my mom comes back to haunt me, I don't know. That could be brutal.
Could be very brutal.
Yeah, I get it. Well, let's listen to this story about this grandpa. Here we go.
My name's Autumn. I'm 23 years old, and I'm calling from Toronto, Canada. I've actually got a few stories for you guys, but I think I'll start small and begin with the one that really started everything for me. Growing up, my grandparents lived on a farm that had been in the family for about two or three generations. It was bought in 1922, house was built in 1924, and I have so many wonderful memories of going there as a child. It was pretty much my second home. Now, when I was about 15, my grandfather died from cancer, and we could not afford to keep the house and the family, which was devastating because we thought it was something that would always be there. So we wound up having to sell the house to a young couple who wanted to turn it into a fishery, and we weren't very happy about it, we had high hopes for it. So we sold the house, and the couple wound up splitting up, and the house now looks overrun and dirty, and the grass is growing over, and it's really bad and really, really awful. So bring this to me. I've been dreaming about the house since the day we sold it. I have been having dreams where I'm walking through it, where my grandfather's still alive, where I live in it, where I'm renovating it. It's just simple, very strange dreams, but nothing that really worried me. Now, last summer, I was working a very stressful office job that I absolutely did not like, and I started having very dark dreams about the house. And they weren't just like every once in a while. They were every single night. I would wake up in a cold sweat, you name it, and like every single crazy thing you can possibly think of, cold sweat, shaking, tears. It was really scary. These dreams, I would be in the house and I would see these people walking around in there that I didn't know, and they were sobbing or they were angry or they were sad, and it was just really creepy and just completely distorted my view of the house that I grew up loving. Now, the dreams got worse as the summer progressed, and I started to dream about my great-grandfather. His name was August, and I never met him. He died in the 70s. And in these dreams I was having, he would grab me and shake me and yell at me and say, why didn't you keep it in the family? Why did you let this go? How could you do this? And the dreams would absolutely terrify me. But it got worse because when I would wake up, he'd be by my bed still yelling at me. And I thought I was absolutely crazy, and I was not sure what to do. And these dreams went on for about two or three months. Towards the end of the summer, I was nearing the end of my rope. I wasn't sure what to do. I suffer from depression and anxiety, and I had become so sad and so distraught by these nightmares that I was actually in a very dark place. I just remember all of a sudden, it was the middle of August, I started dreaming that he was taking me downstairs in the house. He took me to the basement and he said, I want you to go back to where it all began. I want you to go back to the start. It is very important. You need to do this. You need to go back to the start. I had no idea what he was talking about. I did not know what he meant. I was absolutely at a loss. I am the kind of person that does not like to trouble other people with my problems. So I'd been keeping my depressed state to myself. And one day I decided to break and I called my dad, and my dad brought me home. I decided that after doing some research that possibly a good way to get my grandfather's spirit to rest and to leave me alone would be to go actually speak with him directly. So I drove to the cemetery where he was buried. I sat down on the ground next to him, and I said, "Hey, Grandpa, I'm really sure I can keep the house in our family. I know that because I'm the oldest, it should have gone to me, but I'm really sorry, and there's nothing I can do about it. I just hope that you can move on and be at peace. I love you very much, and I'm really sorry." After that, I came to a realization as to why he kept trying to bring me to the basement of the house. My family means the world to me. They are my absolute everything. I would be nothing without them. He was bringing me to the basement because the basement is a foundation, telling me to go back to the start, to where it all began. He was telling me to tell my mom and dad about the problems I was having, about the anxiety, about the abusive boyfriend I had at the time, which I did not previously mention. But he was telling me to go to them and to step forward because he knew that they could help me. And as soon as that happened, I went to my mom and dad. I was able to go see a wonderful doctor and therapist. I'm doing much better now, and every dream I've had about the house since has been relatively pleasant, and I have not seen my great-grandpa since then. Thank you so much for listening to my story. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that's very interesting, because it seemed like at the beginning there, her grandpa was really mean. Like, the dreams were really intense, and didn't she say that she woke up and he was still standing there?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, that seems so intense. And then to get a big life lesson out of it, like take it all down to the foundation, rebuild it or whatever. Do you think that's the message to all that? Or was he mean grandpa?
You know, sometimes in our lives, especially if we're in bad relationships or we're involved mm-hmm. in bad things, sometimes we need to be, not physically, but sometimes we need to be, you know, slapped and woken up from the nightmare that we're actually living, right?
And this was literal.
Yeah. And maybe it was a situation where he needed to get a message through somehow. And knowing how much she loved the house, maybe it was the best way to kind of connect with her, showing her the house and all that kind of stuff. It's so weird because my grandparents also had a house that I was going to buy when they moved out. It was really cheap. I was going to do all the work on it and all that. And I walked away from it. And for a good portion of my life, I wish I hadn't. And there was a time in my life when I was having dreams about my grandparents and the house. And it was always a little dark and scary, too. So, you know, I kind of understood where she was coming from that.
Yeah. But
yeah, it does sound like she needed kind of a wake-up call. And maybe her grandfather or her guardian angel came to her as the grandfather. I'm not sure, but sounded like she needed to have a message come through.
And she got it. For, you know, a lot of times I think we might be given a big message and you ignore it. And so,
how many times do we do that in life, though? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a job or it's a relationship or it's a friendship. And time again, things happen. We just kind of go, well, you know,
absolutely,
just going to keep going down this road. And sometimes we need to fall flat on our face to realize where we're at.
And I love it that she got it and she's in a much better place.
Absolutely.
Let's do one more call. Here you go.
Hi, my name is Del. I'm calling from the Chicago area, and I have some pet ghost stories, four little short ones. The first one happened to me when I was maybe 18 years old. I had my four-legged sister, Pookie, that I grew up with, and her and I were extremely close. We had a very close relationship, and Pookie had gone to the vet for the weekend. Her kidneys were giving her trouble. And prior to the kidney issues, she had started having seizures, say within the last 2 years of her life. And I was sleeping late on Saturday morning, and I was dreaming that Pookie came to me. In my dream, she came and she was saying hi to me, and I was sitting with her, and then suddenly she started to have a seizure, and she vanished in my dream. About an hour later, the vet called me that Pookie had indeed had a seizure and passed away. That was the first story. And the second one is, we had a cat who was a neighborhood stray cat. I took him in. He already had a name, which was Ghost. so it gets a little confusing. Ghost's time had come, and of course it was the middle of the night, and we had to take him to have him put to sleep. So I called my sister and asked her and my niece to come with me and my daughter. We went to the vet. We had him put to sleep. We got to say our goodbyes. Everything was peaceful and serene as it could be. And we're coming home, and as I'm pulling up in front of the house, the front door is maybe only 20 feet from the road. So as I'm pulling up in front of the house, I see this cat sitting on the front porch. And I forgot to mention, Ghost was a gray and white tuxedo. And so there's this gray and white tuxedo sitting on the front porch. And I'm looking at it going, oh, my God. And it took me a minute. I was dumbfounded, didn't know what to say. And finally, after a minute of, we're all just sitting looking at the house, and finally I said, does anyone else? And in unison, everyone said, yes. So I got out of the car, and we had Ghost with us. We were going to bury him in the backyard, and I patted the towel. Yep, he's still in there. And I got out of the car and went to go up the stairs, and I got about 10 feet away from the cat, and this was still the spitting image of our cat, Ghost, gray and white tuxedo. About 10 feet away from the cat, he decided to run down the stairs and go past me. And when he moved from his sitting position, waiting at the front door to get in the house, he turned into a black and white cat. Now, this was already sunrise. I could see. Colors don't get lighter in the darker time of day. You know, it was in the shadows. And all four of us swore that it was our cat Ghost sitting at the front door waiting for me to let him back in to tell me, I think, that, you know, don't worry, I'm still with you and I love you. That being said, I am the crazy cat lady. And so I've always got a brood of cats in my house. And every now and then I will get out of the corner of my eye, I'll see one of my cats that is already gone sitting there. And, you know, like any true mother, I know all my children by sight. You know, I'm not going to confuse a black cat with a orange and white one, per se. But there'll be someone, you know, a cat sitting somewhere, and out of the corner of my eye, it'll look like someone that's already passed. And when I look over at them, of course, it's not an orange and white cat. It's a black cat. But I will say to the cat, I think it's the cat's just coming by to say hi for a minute. I don't know if they're going on elsewhere after that. But I'll, like, acknowledge them. I'll say, hi, Matza. Thanks for coming by. I love you. And that's it. You know, no, nothing horrible. But I just swear to God, it's that cat, a different cat. Final story. Because I do cat rescue, there was one cat in particular in this litter of kittens that got away. And I couldn't catch him. It was a feral litter outside, and we were catching everyone. And there was a nutty woman involved in the catch. But anyway, this one kitten got away, and I called him Nestor. And I was trying to get Nestor for a long time, and he just stayed in this one particular area. I'd see him every now and then. And one time, driving home down the road at night, I saw what looked like a cat sitting in the middle of the road, but just sitting there. And the odd thing was, it was kind of wavering around. It was more clearish, looked like what you would call a ghost, and kind of wavering around on the road. And I'm trying to figure out, what the hell is that I'm looking at? And I slowed down, and as I got closer, it just vanished, disappeared. And I was thinking, several months to almost a year later, that perhaps that was Nestor letting me know that perhaps he got hit by a car, but just letting me know that he was gone or whatever. I don't know. All right. Well, thank you very much. I look forward to listening to more of your episodes. Thank you. Bye.
I love all of her cat from beyond stories.
Absolutely.
Those are
sweet. I know you're an animal person.
Oh, my God. I got a cat, like, right behind my laptop and on my lap right now.
Aren't they the HR?
HR and finance directors, yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, here's the thing. I truly believe that animals do either come back or send us messages and stuff like that. And it's nice to know that in these cases, it sounds like she took it as a way of comforting her. So I think that's wonderful. I had a black dog that I got from an animal shelter, and his name was Winston. And he was not a young dog, but he was a great dog. And I've had several dogs as an adult, and he was just so freaking wonderful. And one day I was working from home like you and I do, and I let him out to go to the bathroom, and he came back and he was trotting in his happy go lucky stance as he always did. And I said in the back of my mind, Carol, I said, how long am I going to have this wonderful dog?
Oh.
The next day he woke up and he could not walk.
And oh, wow.
I had to, it was aggressive cancer, and he had to be put to sleep that day. So one day later I lost him. I was freaking devastated, because you're not prepared for something like that. But this was like a Thursday, and I couldn't not have a dog in my house. I know a lot of people would say, well, you can't go out and look for a dog right away. I needed to start looking because I knew I'd have to search a long time to find a dog as wonderful as him. So that Saturday, 2 days later, I went and started stopping by some shelters and some animal rescues, and just to see, you know, who was out there, see what the temperament was like and all that. And I ran into a lot of dogs that I could never live with, high energy, all that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, well, I'm going to make a little bit of a drive, and I'm going to go to the same shelter that I found Winston at just to see what's there. And Carol, I swear to God, this is a true story. Walked in the very same kennel was another black dog.
No.
And while all the other dogs were jumping up and down and going crazy, this one sat there wagging its tail at me. And I broke down and just started bawling. This dog came home with me, but I know in the back of my mind that he was sent there mm-hmm. by my previous dog
mm-hmm.
just to help me get through. I know it. It's got to be. There's no other explanation. And people can say, well, it's just luck. I don't know if I believe in that kind of stuff. So I understand when people have experiences with pets when it comes to energies and ghosts and spirits, I completely understand why people believe that to be true.
Absolutely. You know, luck is winning $80 at the casino, not finding another soulmate dog. You know, you were directed to that.
Well, if that's what luck is, I've never been lucky in my life.
Okay, I won $80 one time.
Wow.
I act like I'm all that. But I just love those animal stories because I just find them, because it just validates that connection that we all feel with our pets.
Absolutely.
That it is as strong as the connections we have with our other loved ones.
And maybe even stronger to, mm-hmm. in some respect. Yep.
Yep, I absolutely agree. So if you have a real ghost story or a real ghost pet story, you can call it in at 855-853-4802 or just write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you get the advance episodes, access to the archive all without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.